Hey everybody, it's Fish and Frank here, and Fish and Frank has two stores nowadays, Port Charlotte at 4425 Tamiami Trail, and in North Fort Myers at 14531 North Cleveland Avenue. That's in the Engman Marine Boat Dealership. I got Captain Carl with me here, and Carl, let's start with your phone number.
941-565-7325.
And let's talk tarpon mistakes. What's the biggest mistakes people can make when they go out tarpon fishing? If you're looking for tarpon, how do you mess that up?
I mean, a lot of people, they get in their boats and they just drive fast. Well, I mean, if you're driving fast, you're not going to see those tarpon rolling. I mean, you might drive right past them by the time they come up.
So what you want to do is get your boat on plane, and then once the boat is up running on top of the water, slow the throttle down, mm-hmm. slow the motor down till you're still on plane but going as slow as possible.
Yes, sir.
And I tell people to have the driver watch forward for fish because he needs to look forward anyway.
Yep.
Then other people in the boat, if you've got three, one looks right, one looks left, but somebody needs to look behind
yes.
him.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I got to tell you, I don't know if it's the boat that scares them or they get interested in the bubble trail. There's a lot of different things, but most of the tarpon I see are the ones that come up behind the boat.
Yes.
After I've gone through.
Exactly.
And I'd be looking all ahead of me and never see anything. If I would have just turned around, they would have been right there. So number one mistake, not looking around. But if you're driving the boat, look forward, have the other people look behind and, you know, off to the sides. Now, the second mistake is you find the tarpon and you see tarpon moving in the water and you see they're going in a certain direction. You don't want to run up and fish those fish, do you?
No, you don't want to chase them. You want to figure out which way they're going and get out in front of them a couple hundred yards and let them come to you. You know, shut your motor down, put your trolling motor in water, or if you don't have a trolling motor, just sit there in the path that they're going to take.
And get your baits in the water before they get
yes.
there, whether it's free lining or bobber or whatever you're going to do. Make sure you've already cast and you're sitting there like a hole in the water. Now, all right, the fish hit, and let's say you're using a J-hook, because you can use J-hooks, circle hooks, jigs. You can use anything you want to catch these fish. Let's say you have a J-hook on. What's the first thing you do when you feel the weight of that fish?
Set hook like three or four times.
Just start setting
okay. over and over and over again, and then that fish is going to jump.
All right. All right. Now, am I doing it in appreciation for the fish? Why am I bowing to a fish?
No, it's to
I
keep
mean,
the hook in
nice
him.
Nice fish. Royal fish, yes.
No. It's to keep the hook in his mouth. Because when they jump, they're shaking their head all over the place, and they're trying to throw that hook.
And if you get pressure on it, it can literally pull the hook out.
Pulls right out.
And the other thing that can happen is if your line's real tight and the fish lands on the line,
it's gonna
again,
break.
It'll pull the hook or break it. So you, by bowing to them, you're actually creating slack to the fish.
Yes.
That's the big key there. So now we've created slack by bowing to the fish. He's actually on. And what's the next mistake?
You know, a lot of people just hold the rod. Well, while you're holding that rod, that fish is resting. He's getting his energy. I mean, you're never going to land that fish. You want to put pressure to him. You want to reel.
It'll take two, three times as long.
Yes.
And you got to pull the rod back.
Reel
back,
down.
And then reel forward and pull the rod up. I usually go up to about straight up to about 12 o'clock.
Yep.
And then I reel down to about 9 o'clock, and I pull up to 11:30 or so, and down to 9, back up to 11:30. Speaking as us old-timers with analog clocks, you know, if you're looking at a digital clock trying to figure out what I'm saying, God bless you, but you're probably not going to figure it out anyway. So, you know, you're pulling hard, you're reeling, you're pulling hard. Now, once the fish gets up to the boat the first time, I like to make I like my drag up a little bit.
Yes.
Usually the first time they come up, you think, oh, I got them, and then they take off.
Take off, yes. I mean, they always do that. They come to the boat, they're like, oh, yeah, you got me, psych, and then they take off again.
I think they before that they're just fighting, but it's kind of an unrealistic fight. They're just fighting to fight,
yep.
And then they see the boat go, oh, my gosh, boom, off they go running. Now, I get them back up to the boat. Where are those 8-foot rods we use for tarpon fishing? are great because you can get more distance on your cast, but it also allows you to get the fish around the nose of the boat. Yeah. If you're planted in one spot, you're probably not going to get that fish. You've got to get up, get the fish around the bow, work them around the motor.
Yeah, I mean, longer rod is most definitely 100 times better. You know, and another thing is, like, people say, oh, we don't know when this fish is going to jump. Well, you could actually watch your line raise up in the water, and it gives you, like, a heads up. If your line's raising up in the water, that fish is going to jump. So, I mean, that you could prepare yourself to bow at them.
Stick your arms out, create slack, bow down, and that's about moving the rod forward. Bowing down and pulling the rod back doesn't do you any good. No. You got to get that slack in the line. But anyway, these were actually trying to go over a few mistakes people make while tarpon fishing. I got Captain Carl. What's your phone number, Carl?
941-565-7325.
And this is Fish and Frank with stores in North Fort Myers at 14531 Cleveland Avenue in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership or the Fish and Frank Experience Store right here in Port Charlotte. We'll see you guys at one of the stores or on the water. We'll find you. You guys have a good one.
You know, some folks say that fishing on a Sunday is a sin. I don't believe in that though. If I fish by my